There was a significant increase in Letterkenny in July of this year compared to July last year. During last month, there was 175 admitted patients left on trolleys in Letterkenny compared to 129 last year. Now, that's a very marked increase to previous years where there's only 21, 27, 27. So the situation in Letterkenny is getting worse because of pressure on the services and the lack of beds and so on. It can only be addressed by increasing the bed capacity in Letterkenny General Hospital. And that requires additional resources that have to be provided, not just once off, but on a sustained basis.
Do you think that Letterkenny General Hospital, as it stands currently, would be a lot worse? But do you think that people are going elsewhere to other hospitals across the country instead?
Well, I think in terms of accessing emergency department services, if you need hospitalisation, you will probably go to the nearest one. I mean, Sligo is under pressure as well, in the sense that it has 172 people on trolleys in July compared to 129 last year. So both the hospitals in the northwest, if you like, are in a very difficult and increasingly difficult situation. This morning in Letterkenny, there were 14 people in total, 11 on trolleys and three extra beds or trolleys up the ward. So the situation continues. That's unacceptable, I think, for patients. Remember, we're only referring to people who have been deemed as requiring admission. They're not walking wounded. They're not just checking something out. They've all attended, have been examined, have been diagnosed, and have been required to require inpatient admission. So it just exemplifies the fact that Letterkenny, it's a relatively new problem of that extent for Letterkenny, but obviously reflecting increased demand for services, increased admission rates, growing population, those various things, Letterkenny needs beds.